Hey, we've got a lot going on in Washington these days, and if you don't mind, let's start with what's happening in the Gulf right now. And not that BP has been a great neighbor in getting all of this put together, but is the government's response suitable? Is the government's response timely? Is it what we need going on right now?
The government's response was slow from the beginning. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, has been asking for more boom. He's been asking for the opportunity to build sandbars that would protect some of the sensitive marshes. He did not receive that authority, so they couldn't get the sandbars built, so all came ashore, and it is a bigger disaster than it should have been, notwithstanding the fact that BP is responsible. They have taken financial liability for this, but the response of the United States government was too slow.
In moving forward with this, of course, now we have a new sanctions being put in place on offshore drilling. And we know the size, the magnitude of this spill. We know this is a devastating spill. But should this be the end then of offshore exploration?
This is a catastrophic spill. However, we also know from past data that when we import oil and it comes in on giant ships, that they actually cause more problems historically in leaking oil into the ocean than oil spills have from rigs. So we're actually taking more risk by not using some of the medium and shallow depth wells and continuing to drill for and produce oil. The other problem is that when rigs leave the area and head for Brazil offshore, they'll stay there for 5 years. So calling on a six-month moratorium on drilling actually means a five-year moratorium on drilling, because when those gigantic rigs depart the Gulf, they won't be back.
Yeah. Well, and again, as you had mentioned, offshore of Brazil, there is a huge play that is working out there and continues to grow. Speaking of plays, let's talk about what's happening right here in the States. And, of course, we just had a number of leases let out here in Wyoming, and there is talk of this large play here in eastern Wyoming. However, it seems as governmental regulations continue to get in the way of this. So is there any acceptable drilling? Is there any acceptable oil exploration in the eyes of this administration?
You know, I'm pleased that this eastern Wyoming play is primarily on private land, because there has been obstacle after obstacle put up on public land. So drilling on federal government-owned land is also on the decline. And if they continue to attack fracking technology and put it under the Clean Water Act, that will be a further erosion in our ability to produce oil and gas in this country. I was actually pleased to see that the Wyoming Oil and Gas Commission came up with rules and regs on fracking reporting, requiring the companies to report the contents of their fracking fluids, because that could help forestall the federal government from applying fracking regulations on the state of Wyoming.
At the same time, there are enough regulations out there. EPA right now, as we move forward, I know right now in the Senate today, they're talking about the greenhouse gases, and they're talking about where this plays into it all. There is a vote that is expected to happen either today or at latest, I believe, tomorrow. And this doesn't sound good on the Wyoming front either.
Terrible timing for the regulation in Congress of the oil and gas industry to have the worst oil spill in our history, because there is an inclination by this administration to move into all alternatives. In fact, the gal who was just either fired or resigned as the director of the Minerals Management Service, said that she was instructed to concentrate entirely on alternative energy such as wind offshore. So in her efforts that direction, she took her eye off the ball of the oil and gas drilling that is, of course, so necessary for jobs in the Gulf. There are 20,000 jobs at risk right now in the Gulf because of the curtailment of offshore drilling, and of course an equal number or more onshore if we go overboard, throw out the baby with the bathwater, and over-regulate oil and gas at a time when private sector jobs are at a premium, and we need every one of them.
This seems to be dominating the national news scene, but what else is happening in Congress today, Cynthia? What are the big projects you're working on right now?
A conference committee is meeting with regard to the final version of the financial services bill. So there's an off chance that on the floor of the House today we could see the final version of the financial regulations bill. And as you know, that's another monstrous bill. This time a version passed both the House and the Senate, and a true conference committee is being appointed. So procedurally, this is about the first major bill that we've seen in this Congress actually follow a standard procedure. So that part I'm pleased about. But again, there's a lot of regulations in that bill that will impact industry, allowing big firms bailouts if as they are designated a systemic risk or too big to fail, and leaving smaller banks and Main Street banks, such as all the banks we have in Wyoming, pretty much dangling, having trouble with the regulations that are being imposed on them and imposed on their borrowers to actually be able to make a deal. So this whole Congress has been so focused on big business, big labor, big government, and it has been a bad Congress for small business, small families, small and rural America.
We are seeing some feeling of that in the people's voting, as we just made it through another primary in a number of states here in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, some other states across the country. Folks are looking for change and a lot of change, it seems.
I believe a lot of change is warranted, Brian. We need systemic change, to use a banking term, in Congress, when we have a Congress that doesn't follow process,